This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
So at this hour, President Trump making his way back to Washington after visiting with survivors of the Santa Fe, Texas school shooting. Tough duty today in a place that is still mourning. Noticeably absent today was his wife, Melania Trump, who, as we know, has been recuperating at the White House. But when she's been out of the public eye, it has sparked some rumors. And this is the response that she gave this week. I see the media's working overtime, speculating where I am and what I'm doing. Rest assured, I'm here at the White House with my family, feeling great and working hard on behalf of children and the American people. My next guest argues that we should be rallying behind the First Lady to support her anti-bullying initiatives, writing this. It would not only be a shame, but it would also be hurtful to students everywhere if partisanship thwarts the First Lady's admirable effort to encourage students to reject bullying and to choose their best behavior. Here now is Elaine Bennett, founder and president of Best Friends Foundation, a nonprofit focused on providing programs dedicated to the physical and emotional well-being of adolescents, which, as we all know, is at the core of so many of these issues. Elaine, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's good to have you with us. You know, she gets a hard time from some corners, Melania Trump, and she came out and gave a lovely speech starting this organization that she's doing called Be Best. Why do you think it's so important that people listen to her?
Well, it's important because this is an issue that is affecting our children nationwide. We at the Best Friends Foundation see this issue of bullying as a serious one, and one that is leading into increased youth violence in our schools. And we think the current school shootings also have a basis in early on bullying, and the fact that peers are treating each other badly.
Yeah. I mean, when you look across these cases and you think about the shooter in Parkland who, you know, as the story started to come out, apparently he had been spurned by this girl that he liked. And you think about how all of this, and I know this as a parent as well, Elaine, that it's so magnified in the age of social media, where it looks like everybody else on your phone is just happier than Harry, having a great time, they've got a perfect boyfriend, and we all know that's not true.
No.
You know, and that puts so much pressure on these situations, doesn't it?
That's right. Adolescence is a tough time, and adolescents typically get their sense of self, who they are, from how they're treated at school, what they're thought of at school, how others look at them. They can have supportive families, even, and go to school and be treated badly or be told they're dumb or they're a jerk or they're a nerd. And that goes to their heart, that goes to their psyche, and in some cases it can create intense rage that can even lead, it can lead to destruction, it can lead to violence.
I know that you run a lot of programs that you hope will, or that are getting into the schools, and that you want to see these kind of programs across the board, and I think that would be extremely helpful. What do you say to the critics of the president and of the first lady who say that bullying and social media bullying, when they look at what the president is tweeting, that they think there's some irony in that, and that that diminishes her message?
Well, it doesn't diminish her message. Her message is her message, and she is courageous. She's taking on a tough topic. In the past, other first ladies have had initiatives which have been embraced from both sides of the aisle, and we in the education community know this is a tough topic, and we salute Melania Trump for the fact that she has the courage to take it on. She's a mother, and she's been cyberbullied. Her son's been cyberbullied. She knows how painful that can be, and she's trying to start a program which I think has a great mission, which is to encourage children to be best. We have the Best Friends program that we've been working on. We have a program called Stop the Silence, Prevent the Violence. We've seen it work. We've seen changes.
Absolutely.
And our students are telling us that in their evaluations.
hopefully talk more about this, Elaine. It's really important, and I thank you for being here tonight. Good to see you tonight.
Thank you. Good to see you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, a pleasure to be sharing a part of your day with you. With us right now, Dr. Nancy Harteville Coburn joins us live from Israel. Nancy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to be talking to you, and especially right now where you are in Israel. I thought it would be essential, important for our audience to get an update from the ground as to what's going on there.
Well, right now, things are somewhat quiet. Mm-hmm. About 24 hours ago, there was a lot of, missile attacks, and Defensive Shield was able to really counter all of that. Mm-hmm. And essentially what they're saying, what the military is saying, is that they believe that they can sort of quell the upsurge in violence that's been going on if Hamas will return the idea of soldiers that fell in combat. And if they'll return the bodies, and also of some Israeli citizens that wound up in Gaza.
Wow.
So that's really what is the main. That's what they're saying over here. And I, time will tell. I mean, there's been a lot of attempts of incursion, and all, as you know, all the demonstrations to allegedly peaceful demonstrations at the fence between Gaza and Israel,
mm-hmm.
were completely staged and completely propelled by Hamas. And behind that, you also, in addition to that, you also have Islamic Jihad, which is even worse. Mm-hmm. And the Iranians are in the back of all of that with all the money and the horrendous ideologies and all the violence. So this is kind of where we're at right now, and time will tell. But I have a little app on my phone called Red Alert,
mm-hmm.
so you hear when the missiles are coming in to the periphery along the border of Gaza, all the way up to Ashkelon.
That's amazing, Nancy, to think that you need an app, and that's brilliant that you have the app, but to even think that you would have an app that's an early, missile detection system for the citizens there in Israel.
Yeah, a lot of people use the app, and also it's, there are problems on the northern border on the Golan, and so there were some warnings as well, like 2 days ago, whatever. So, things have really been, it's not exactly status quo, but we go through these waves of fending off their violent wish to bond with us and to kill us. So, it's an ongoing situation that is constantly evolving, and, you know, so it's happening in the South and up in the North, and then, you know, it'll happen elsewhere in around Jerusalem as well, and in, even here in Tel Aviv it happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the West, meanwhile, continues to be deluded and propagandized. In fact, I just ran across a video this morning from Pierre Rehoff's two-part documentary Behind the Smokescreen and the Great Deception. And the filmmaker was right there in the Gaza Strip just showing you real life what is going on, how you know, families have been conscripted to come to the
yes.
fence, and they love the idea, especially, I mean, they're just tempting Israel to injure a young child, but they're putting a child dressed up in military garb, even with, like I saw one child holding a wooden figure, a gun-like wooden figure, and acting like he was, you know, shooting toward the fence. I mean, it is most incredible, and we hear about this verbally, but when you actually see this, it's quite extraordinary and revealing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really deeply ingrained in the culture, and children and women are used as shields and are lured into all of this, and all of this has to do with the fact that it's a hyper shame honor culture,
mm-hmm.
and their world is 180 degrees the opposite of ours,
mm-hmm.
meaning what is good is bad, and what is bad is good.
Right.
So to use children like that, it starts so very early that they don't. I consider it a human rights violation of the child.
Exactly.
And child abuse. And it's very. And the odd thing, though, is for people in the West who don't get it. They hook into all the drama and the hysteria, and then we're cast as the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Israeli army, really, the IDF tries very, very hard. They have very high standards of just war and of monitoring ethics and mm-hmm. behavior, and it's a very, very hard task because also, the soldiers are young, but, you know, they don't want to have to kill and engage. That's not our way, but we do have to defend ourselves. We
exactly.
do love life, and 180 degrees the opposite, they love death.
Mm.
Now, you know, I think the general population, too, in Gaza, they don't, they're so manipulated
mm-hmm.
and plundered, and all the money that goes into the Gaza, like UNRWA and all that, it's just tragic that it doesn't really get to the people, and they're spending just, you know, billions of dollars on building tunnels to come into Israel, and it's just so infantile and mm-hmm. distressing to see.
Well, the you know, the perception they have is that if only the Jews would move out, then everything would be happy. You would have your food. You would have your happiness. You'd be able to practice your religion. And, you know, these Jews that have taken over the land that they claim somehow is inherently theirs, you know, all would be well in the Middle East if only the Jews would be gone. But again, this video, and we're going to link it on our website, like I said, it's pretty revealing what they have done there at the fence in the Gaza and with the kids. The thing that's amazing, and you talk about this in your latest column here, Nancy, about how the mothers themselves, the mothers are dressing up the kids, and they're taking them out like it's a Sunday walk to the park or like they're going to a carnival fiesta or something. And here it is. They're going to a very dangerous spot and being put in danger. And the moms are right there, you know, just making sure they look nice and all that. And it's like, whoa, what is, you know, what has caused this disconnect?
Right. And it's the way they do that because they're so incredibly terrified themselves. You know,
Nancy, real quick, I'm sorry. We got to go to a quick break. Let's stop it there. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us. More from Nancy Hardeville Coburn right after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Nancy Hardeville Coburn is with us. She is in Israel reporting to us. And we're talking right now particularly about how the mothers are so indoctrinated, how the culture, it really is the culture itself, that is formed and fashioned young boys, mothers, male adults. I mean, it is a culture and a doctrine that you can only imagine. I mean, we hear about what is going on in the Middle Middle East and what is happening across that fence, particularly there in the Gaza. And it's incredible. But to really begin to comprehend what is going on and the thinking of that, particularly mothers are having, that are by nature nurturers, and they're nurturing their children to go out in the front lines and to be shot, like as if that's some sort of reward for the greater cause, right?
Right. Well, one of the things, it's important to back up for a second and to talk a little about shame, honor, cultures, because it's the female, that the mother, that under the devalued female underpins the entire structure of the shame, honor, culture. Because in shame, honor, cultures, the group self is more important than the individual self. And the male is the one who is tasked with protecting the honor of the family. The female has her honor, but she can never regain her honor. And that's why you have honor killing. Mm-hmm. And the males actually are not permitted to separate from their mothers. It's an unconscious cultural taboo. And what happens is that actually makes them very emasculated, and they have very, very fragile, sort of undifferentiated, fused identities. There, it's like the group is like a herd mentality, and so then you get this very odd kind of phenomena that's very hard for Western people to understand. That the devalued female then grows up and marries at probably way too young an age and becomes a mother, and she only gains honor if she has a male baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the female is chronically devalued, and once she has that baby, it's as if that boy is married to his mother and doesn't go out into the world. And if you think about all the like Western fairy tales, you know, we teach our kids that they're going to go out into the world in these fairy tales, and there are going to be obstacles, and like the big bad wolf. But you're going to overcome those obstacles, and you're going to become even more confident, and you're going to return home okay and even better, and you'll return home safely. But in the narratives of Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah and the other Islamic terrorist organizations, the kids go out and you blow yourself up. That is what they're taught. So the mother, while she can take on this very heroic kind of figure, it's really a psychological defense against how devalued females are. And also, males have trouble understanding how could a devalued female actually then have a baby. That's a very powerful thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's really hard for people to understand is that needs in a shame honor culture are considered dirty and toxic. So they have to be projected out onto the other and scapegoated. So the other will be the Jew, the Christian, the Yazidi, the infidel, whatever. And so you have this, we talk about the shame blame game. You have it, but it's writ so large, you can't even see it. It's so powerful and it's so terrifying that it could actually be that simple. So it's deeply ingrained in the culture. And one of the things that is important to understand, because we now have so many problems in the West, especially like with people ask me, for example, about converts to Islam who radicalize. And I say, from the work that I've done, they're coming from extremely authoritarian families that are very, very shaming, or families where the father is completely absent, sort of the other extreme,
right.
And in the case, perhaps in the immigrant communities of the refugees, whatever, the female often will be illiterate. So you have So you have this kind of complicated picture, but they'll say, oh, radical, you know, they got radicalized at 17 or whatever. And my point is that I call it the psychological IED, implosive a device, mm-hmm. has been implanted in the soul of the child in these shaming environments. And then under certain conditions and factors, certain tripwires, they are then allegedly radicalized. But the problem is already there very, very early. And
seeds are planted early, right? Exactly.
Yeah, because the child has to juggle all his or her emotions. And people forget that it's not just about ideologies are emotionally lived beliefs. But we think of them as just beliefs. Mm-hmm. But the emotional component is what the ideologies actually harness.
Mm-hmm.
So the ideologies of Hamas harness this pre-existing shame rage that involves very violent, psychosexual, sadistic, annihilating fantasies. And then they just become concretized. And right. I like the image to explain this. I say, think about two little boys building towers with Legos. And then think about the twin tower attack and the building falling. And the link there is that kids in Western cultures play, and they play freely, whereas in shame honor cultures, you're always under surveillance, and there's no real free play. And they miss this very important developmental step of learning how to separate out fantasy from reality. So that's why you get Osama bin Laden concretizing literally his annihilating fantasies. I mean, this is psychotic. Mm-hmm. Or, as you're saying, you put it very well about the child dressed up in the military uniform at the border in Gaza with a wooden gun or whatever, and they have parades like this all the time. But that's concretizing and erasing the boundary between fantasy and reality. It's very, very debilitating for the child, and, you know, it's then a hop, skip, and a jump to suicide bombing and all the other stuff.
Well, Nancy, as we wrap things up, we've got about a minute left here, and you and I could go on for days about this. What is the takeaway for us on the West? What do we need to realize here in understanding, if it's even within our capacity to understand what is going on there?
I think one of the things that we have to really educate people about early childhood development, and that this problem is deeply ingrained in culture. We don't have to be afraid of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's just beginning to come to be put on the table of discussion, and it's taken almost 18 years since 9/11 because I feel from all the work that I've done with counter-terrorist experts, military and police, and I love those people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very terrifying. They are tasked with a very hard, difficult problem.
Almost impossible. Exactly. Well, Nancy,
we open it up.
Okay, we got to leave it there. I look forward to talking to you again, Dr. Nancy Hartevelt-Kobrin, a psychoanalyst, Arabist, and counterterrorist expert from Israel, live right there, right now. Thank you, Nancy. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information. Handle all the insurance paperwork. and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, you've heard me say many times that we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, even if it's just outside an MRI machine where Jeff Kemp joins us now. Jeff Kemp played 11 years in the NFL, speaks on teamwork, manhood, and his book, Facing the Blitz, and serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation Board. Jeff, let me know how long we got you. As soon as we got to break you loose and let you go into the machine, we'll reluctantly let you go, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Well, you and your brother Jim wrote a column for Fox News about NFL kneeling. You said instead of fighting about the NFL kneeling, let's work together for national healing.
Well, you know what? Jimmy and I looked at this issue through the lens of a quarterback, and quarterbacks face blitzes. And frankly, human beings face blitzes, and our nation faces blitzes. A blitz is something that starts off as a crisis. It has both danger and opportunity. So Colin Kaepernick, Eric Reed, other players kneeled in the NFL. Some people got their message. Others were offended, thinking that they were dishonoring the flag and the anthem and the nation and the military that had sacrificed their lives. Frankly, many of the players kneeling have military parents and families, and they aren't protesting the military. They aren't protesting the flag. They're saying it should stand for justice for all, relative to police brutality and imprisonment rates of young black men at higher rates for the same drug charges as white kids face. And so I'm gonna have to leave in just a second.
Okay.
We thought that the NFL situation is one where the league is using rules to prevent protesting rather than relationships.
Okay.
And frankly, if they address the players' concerns continually well, which they started to do with the players' coalition and a down payment, that maybe the players could find a way to protest that didn't involve the anthem. Maybe they
exactly.
could kneel before or after
right.
the anthem. Maybe they could get 100% of their teammates to stand with them rather than only 30 guys in the league. But this will only come through relationship, and it won't come through name calling by people in political office or in newspapers. And at the end of the day, you, Bill, me, Jeff, and every American citizen needs to get to know people of different racial backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds and learn what they've been through and be a force for justice. And mm-hmm. something good can come from this if we pay attention to the true issue, not just the kneeling.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of this is time and place, Jeff. And look, we need to continue the conversation. We'll have you back. Take care of some business there. It's important what you're doing.
Okay.
And I appreciate the few moments.
I'm happy to talk to you about it again.
Okay, we will. We'll revisit it. Thank you, Jeff Kemp. Jeff, of course, a former NFL football player. He says quarterback, his book, The Blitz. He's been on with us many times to talk about various topics and about how we face blitzes. You know, he talks about it in terms of as a quarterback, those you know, times when you really have to put your guard up, be aware. And, you know, it's an excellent book if you've not had a chance to get it. Hey, look, at Father's Day, not too far. That might be a good one to give your dad. It's an excellent book, as I say. And, you know, his father, Jack Kemp, as you may recall, probably the first son, father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. His father, of course, a former politician and presidential candidate. And, you know, Jeff has worked with many ministries, including Family Life. He's now focusing on his own ministry directly and on the board with the Jack Kemp Foundation. So it's good to get his viewpoint on this, and I think this is something that we still need to exercise in terms of the healing prospects, the national healing. And I think at the very core of this is we've lost sight of some core values in our country. You know, what is most important? And if we honor those core values, then the issues that these football players... It's not just football players, it's other players trying to figure out, well, if I'm in the limelight here and I've got people's attention, what is my responsibility? Should I be standing for injustice? How should I approach this? I mean, you even have Kim Kardashian who goes to the White House to deal about some injustice and bring that to focus. And, of course, you know, in this country, because of our First Amendment right, we want to be able to talk about it. And there was some contraindication to her participation and meeting with Donald Trump over this issue. But those who have been supporting the system, the justice system, and some inequities are heralding, you know, her efforts here. So and she did this as a private citizen with a name. It wasn't like she decided to go in and interrupt, you know, some big award ceremony that its purpose is there to honor and reward people, just like the purpose of an NFL game. You know, what is that all about? You know, it's entertainment. And what it's done ultimately, and maybe Jeff disagrees with me, but it has compromised the brand and it's cost them money. Well, when things like that, I understand there's a sacrifice that goes with any kind of commitment and belief. And there's a time and place and where it's appropriate to address these issues. But you have to remember at the core of any kind of healing that takes place, who is our healer? And because America has turned its back on God, the God who heals all, and maybe not the way we all would interpret, but ultimately and eternally he heals all. He's, as the Hebrew name would refer to him, as Jehovah Rophe, the God who heals. We need to look to God for this, to look for godly wisdom as to how justice should be handled and to help us understand why we perceive there being such an inequity. And when I say perceive, I'm saying that in the context of trying to bring us together. I hope you're not taking exception. So, well, what are you saying perceive? It's just my perception. No, what I'm saying is that, look, I'm acknowledging that there is this inequity. But let's break it down. It's kind of like this recent thing, like Kim Kardashian. You know, she goes to the White House and supporting on the face, it sounds like, okay, it's a pretty good deal. I mean, you know, she's supporting somebody with some integrity. Seems unfair and extreme here. But then when you get into the background of why this person was given a life sentence, and what you might think an extreme sentence, you go, oh, okay, well, it's not like our justice system is totally stupid here. There's some reason behind this. Just like there was some reason behind President Trump exonerating Dinesh D'Souza, you know, with some of these political things. So this is all part of the public conversation that needs to take place. But again, if we're not going to look to God for our healing on these issues and for insight, if we're going to look through it, you know, according to our own eyes and our own human reasoning, we're going to continue to go in circles here. And because we lose sight of what the greater cause, is even for Colin Kaepernick, is to be, you know, part of who we are. I mean, we're all on the same team. We're Americans. We're the United States of America. The fact that he feels, you know, disengaged. The fact that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama feel disengaged. I mean, it's heartbreaking. It's insulting. You think, wow, you know, she comes in and says, Michelle Obama, I'm saying, that she's never been prouder of the United States of America, you know, than when her husband was elected president. Are you kidding me? For all the great things that this country has done, have we made mistakes? Are we human? Yes, all that's part of it. But only because of that one reason, because the people elected Barack Obama, she's proud, and now because whatever it was, you know, whether it was Hillary or somebody else that she expected to be president is not president, happens to be Donald Trump, now she's less proud. You know, what does that say? See, again, that just separates, it divides us, and that's because we lose sight of what the core value of us being united and the greater good of this U.S. Constitution, I believe, that was, even our founding fathers agreed, was by the hand of divine providence. I mean, the wisdom of our Constitution. And if it's been a long time since you've read it, you'll hear it many times here on the show. You need to read it. And we need to read it on a regular basis. If nothing else, you know, just like you're reminded to change the batteries once a year around January 1st on your smoke alarms. In every patriotic event, 4th of July, you know, we just went through Memorial Weekend. All these important patriotic holidays should remind us that we should reconnect with our U.S. Constitution. And if you get a chance, hey, go take a class. Refresh yourself. You'd be surprised. I mean, even as, you know, John Whitehead said the other day, he's amazed that even lawyers that he talks with don't even know the Bill of Rights. Is that crazy? That's the country we live in. But if we're disconnected from reality, then we'll keep making these mistakes and going round and round and get ourselves more and more frustrated. Thanks to Jeff Kemp for coming on.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat. You know, something I guess we all deal with sometimes when we get a bit out of order and we're so focused on productivity, we forget to take a break and we run from one nervous breakdown to the next. You know, and we've heard the saying, you got to stop and smell the roses. And as you know, you and I have talked about for a number of years now the importance of honoring the Sabbath day. And this is something that I've incorporated in my life more concertedly. You know, we kind of take God's suggestion and his gift of the Sabbath, you know, for granted, but I can tell you it has been a great shift in lifestyle, understanding, and most of all, peace in my life since I've been doing that. Now, our next guest, kind of gives us a case. He's the author of the book, The Heartbreak, The Case for a 24-6 Lifestyle. Aaron Edelheit is with us. And Aaron, I hope I'm saying that right, Edelheit.
Yes, you pronounced it perfectly.
Well, excellent. Now, Aaron is the Chief Strategy Officer of Flow Technologies. Since selling his company, The American Home, in 2015, he founded Mindset Capital, a private investment firm. Aaron, so tell us about how you came to realize that it wasn't all about work and that you needed to do something and give yourself a break.
Well, I first have to admit that I'm a workaholic, mm-hmm. and I'm addicted to my phone. Mm-hmm. And that I'm driven in ways that I'm still struggling with today. So mm-hmm. when I write this book, half of it is just me writing to myself and reminding myself.
Right.
But I wrote this book really after I kind of hit a wall and realized that working all the time and being connected all the time was hurting me. Both in business, but my health and my mental health and my personal life and my spiritual life as well.
Exactly.
And I kind of fell back into seeing, like, hey, could I take a Sabbath? Mm-hmm. And could I, I actually found myself at a breaking point where I found myself, I was crying in the shower.
Wow.
And so I write this book really so that other people who may be struggling with these same issues, or to not even get there. And so I fell back and started just doing a morning, seeing if I could be off my phone and not working for a couple of hours. And then over a couple of months, I built it into to get to the afternoon, and then eventually a whole day. And in the 12 years I've been doing it, it has completely transformed my life, not only personally, but professionally as well. And so this book is really just a little bit about my story, but also lots of research from Harvard, Stanford, other universities, and lots of examples of people and businesses that are at the top of business and are succeeding because of the Sabbath. And so this book is really the business case for the Sabbath, because I want to convince you that it's good. It's not only good for you, which I think everyone can understand, but that it's good for business.
Exactly. Well, it is God's gift to his creation. And when you really realize that, and I got to tell you, when I was in Israel and there was a celebration of the Sabbath, I mean, a true celebration of the Sabbath, Aaron, it was such a blessing for me to observe. Now, I have been like you. I mean, I could have probably co-written your book with you. I write along the same thing. I mean, we get caught up in what I call the hamster wheel of business. And you just got to keep that wheel moving. And you're afraid that because of competition and one thing or another, you convince yourself you just got to keep going. And so
that's exactly right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. And part of it is it's a natural tendency, right? Mm-hmm. We want to provide for our families.
Right.
We want to get ahead. We want to succeed. And so the world is getting more and more competitive. So the first thought is, I need to put in more hours. I need to grind it out. And actually, the latest research shows that that's actually not what you should do. Most jobs are now becoming about problem solving, about being creative, about being innovative, about differentiating yourself. And so how do you be more creative, more innovative? Well, it turns out that when you rest and you reflect, mm-hmm. that you think you're not doing anything with your brain, but your brain, there's a part of your brain called the default mode network mm-hmm. that goes into overdrive. And what does the default mode network do? It's piecing together information and trying to form patterns. And trying to understand and give context to the experiences and what you've learned. And so you ever have the proverbial idea in the shower, or when you go for a walk, all of a sudden the solution will hit you. That's because your brain is actually working.
Yeah.
And so they find that artists and the most creative people have the strongest default mode network. And so when you're running around crazy and working all the time, you're actually hurting your ability to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go back to the thought that has occurred to me recently is, how arrogant are we that we think that God needs a break, but we don't?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's really kind of silly. So it's mm-hmm. really wonderful when you can take the latest in neuroscience mm-hmm. and then something thousands of years old, and they just match up and they align. And then you just have to ask yourself, like, why am I fighting against that?
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is, Aaron, is God knew that we would be this way. That, you know, outside of the kingdom of heaven, left up to our own, you know, our own imaginings and our own understanding, we'd work ourselves to the bone. We'd be nonstop. We're not human beings. We're human doings, as a friend of mine would say. And we just don't know about resting. And so here it was, this counterintuitive thing that God, taught to the children of Israel out in the desert right away, is that you needed to take a break. And it is God's gift. And as I told you, when I was in Israel, it was so cool to watch people coming into the wall there, the Western Wall, and praying, and how they celebrated the Sabbath. They came dancing in. I mean, it was a true celebration, dancing,
because
thanking God.
Gift.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, because it's an absolute gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to share the gift. I really appreciate you having me on your show. I wrote this book to really share what is a gift. Like, once a week, I feel like a king. I get a vacation day once a week.
Right.
Now the rest of the week, I am working hard. I am running around. I am being busy and doing all of these things. But every week, I'm able to rejuvenate myself. I'm able to spend quality time with my family and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I am able to rest and reflect and do things that I normally am not, you know, I'm not able to do during the week. And it's just this wonderful, wonderful thing. And I wrote this book really to try to spread the message, but mainly because, you know, if you're, you know, your priest, your spouse, your mm-hmm. parents, your friends, your therapist, whoever came to you and said, oh, a journalist said, you know what? You should take a hard break. You should take a break. You should rest. I know because I was there, the first reaction you would have is, you don't understand what the modern world is like. You don't understand my life.
Exactly.
You don't know how hard it is to try to succeed. I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this book to basically say, no, actually you don't.
Right.
And you'll actually be better off if you do it.
Yeah, and you've backed it up with research. Your book, The Hard Break, The Case for a 24-6 Lifestyle. And, you know, like you, Aaron, you know, for some reason, I don't know why I wore it. Maybe it's some kind of silly badge of honor. But I used to ask people, you know, I mean, or they would ask me, oh, when was the last time you went on vacation? And I remember one time saying, well, gosh, I think it's, well, yeah, it's been at least 8 years. And that I even had taken a vacation, much less a day off, because you're just so competitively driven. It's in our spirits and that. And, you know, it was a wonder I didn't work myself into a, you know, some kind of nervous breakdown, you know. But finally, I heeded to some advice. And as you say, and as you outline the book, it's tough at first. I mean, when you set that phone down and you get off the grid and you decide, okay, you know, for me, I'm not checking up on political news. I'm trying to stay away from the TV as much as possible, spending more time in the Word of God. You know, but it is quite refreshing, to say the least. And I was especially encouraged here recently on the passing with Billy Graham. He made a comment because people had said to him, wow, you've been around a lot of politicians. And he says, well, yeah, you're right. He says, between politicians and the Word of God, he says, but to be honest with you, I wish I had spent more time in the Word of God. And when he said that, that really had an impact on me, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I think that the world can be, it is, a very anxious place. And there's a lot of things that you see that is upsetting. And it's really helpful to just take a break. You know, we're being inundated with information and updates on news like we've never been before. I think I read a statistic that some, like, people get more information now in like a day.
Exactly.
Than they did all year.
Right.
Like 100 years ago. And it's both amazing that we have access to all this information and completely overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really not machines. We're not meant to just process this constant barrage of information, and especially how a lot of people, you know, are trying to engage us, engage our emotions. And it's very, very helpful to just take a step back and breathe.
Exactly.
And just be like,
well,
you know,
Aaron,
the world will keep spinning.
Yeah,
you know,
we gotta
keep spinning.
Exactly. Well, we've got to take a step back because we're out of time. The Heartbreak, The Case for a 24-6 Lifestyle by Aaron Edelheit. Thank you, Aaron.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is